Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yield Brofs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Bachelor Roast Podcast called Roast Picks. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented little co-host, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, it's such a special, special day on this holiday week because we are going to be covering the mid-season trailer of Real Housewives of New York City. Hey?
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good. So much is about to happen, okay?
It's going to be amazing. Also, we're going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, and also St. Louis, Missouri next week. To be covering Real Housewives in New York City and also Southern Charm. So get your butts over there and fill those seats, okay?
I'm sorry, but it's easy to get to. St. Louis is an American hub. Got an American Airlines. Just go to St. Louis. It's the hub. It's the easiest place to go to, okay?
We're also selling a new shirt, Trixie Monocle and the Three-Armed Octopus World Tour shirt, which you can now get at watchitcrappens.com. Just go to the shop links there. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
Yeah.
That's all our showing for today. Excited.
I'm excited about all three of those things, those two shows and that t-shirt. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. And as a Trixie Monocle stan, it's important for me to get that t-shirt. So
we're also going to be doing wonderful, wonderful trailers all week. We've got Real Housewives of New York. We've got Shaw's coming up, Real Housewives of Dallas trailer. And we did the Real Housewives of Savannah trailer for our bonus episode over at Patreon.
Yeah, good stuff all around. Now, this is the Real Housewives of New York City mid-season trailer that aired at the end of last week's episode, but you have not actually seen it, right?
Nope. I don't like being spoiled.
Yeah, well, you know, you shouldn't be spoiled, but today you will be spoiled. Your spoiling bubble will burst, and you're going to have lots of Big Apple on your face.
I'm ready. Are you ready to go? Let's do it.
I'm ready. So if you guys have not partaken in this sort of thing with us, what we do is we usually go through like scene by scene, shot by shot. I have the video pulled up on my computer. You're going to hear some of it. And it's a little sloppy but fun, and we get through it, and we really tear it apart and make our predictions for how it's going to go. So without any further ado, I'm going to press play right now, and here we go.
Okay.
Then on The Real Housewives of New York City.
Profession, toaster oven chef, model / actress.
You gotta stay.
Okay, so this is the first scene is Bethany talking to Sonia. Bethany's reading off of her iPhone, which is in the Skinny Girl Red case, of course. She's also sitting in front of a giant white apple.
Yes, she's got her apples everywhere at all times. You know, get it? Because I live in New York City. You know, like, I'm a designer. That's what I do. Like, everything's white in all my places, and there's, like, apples. So I got, like, a white apple there.
Yeah, it's like a white apple. It's like a red apple. It's like a white apple. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's more whiter, you know?
It's kind of fitting because she is kind of morphing into the white queen from Snow White.
She really is. Hey, Mary, Mary, on the wall. With the fairest of them all, like literally, like why are you telling me this? You're a mirror. It's like you telling me this. It's like me telling myself. Like I don't even need you. I can talk to myself. I'll
mirror,
do that.
Mirror, no, like literally, tell me now. Who's the biggest cheetah brand of them all? Okay.
mirror on the wall. Is it about Tom? It's about Tom. Literally, I can't. Like
so
literally,
she's
my
reading. What is she reading? Sonia's LinkedIn or something?
I'm assuming she's reading her bio or her resume. I'll press play again so we can hear.
Profession, toaster oven chef, model / actress.
You gotta.
So she's probably being like, you know, you gotta streamline it. You know, it's on, yeah, like everyone's waiting for you. You gotta streamline it. How about this? Profession, putting a crest on a shoe. Okay, that's your profession. That's what you do. Crest dealer. Okay.
making Dorinda like a furious drunk who yells and slurs there. Never mind. That like anyone could do that. Okay, let's make this more specific. I love that Sonia's like burying her head. She's like, I'm so embarrassed, Bethany. Which part? Which lie are you embarrassed at? Exactly.
I like that she leads with toaster oven manufacturer.
Toaster oven model, she says. Actress slash model.
Yes.
So good.
Okay, now next scene.
You gotta stay away from people, places, and things. And like drugs, I guess.
Okay, so that's Luann talking to Carol. So Carol's like dressed suddenly like a 1980s leather daddy.
Yes, from the East totally. Coast. She's like a leather bottom right? today. I don't know. She's like, look, it's a choo-choo train hat.
She's fully wearing, yeah, like leather queen, you know, fetish Tom of Finland kind of getup with like a scarf from Anthropology.
Yes. And then Luann is like, well, they said to stay away from people, places, and things. So drugs, I guess. Those are nouns, actually.
People, she's like, well, apparently I'm not allowed to do Mad Libs anymore, so can't film the nouns, but I can do adjectives, I've been told.
And then I stopped right on a close-up, because they're in like a coffee shop or a tea shop or something. Yeah. And the face of the poor guy. He's terrified.
He doesn't even have a faux hawk. His hair just did that when he saw them talking. He's like, are you going to be ordering a coffee? Do you want a cold beverage from our case over there?
He's like, is that little old man going to try and shove his fist up my butt?
Oh, my God. Am I about to be outed on national TV with this gay icon?
This is what happens. Which one? This is, yeah. Which gay icon are you worried about, dear? 3, 2, 1, hit it, boys. Latte, latte.
Relax, get to it. I want my latte. Mm. Relax, get to it. Mm. When are you going to come?
Now, this is the problem with only going to rehab for a couple of days. You don't really understand what you're supposed to do after. Luann's very confused. She's like, well, I stay away from people, places, and things. So, I guess drugs? Like,
Luann's also giving Carol a subtle message that she's on Team Bethany because she's got skinny girl red fingernails right now. She's sort of her way of being like, I could be friendly with you right now, little leather queen, but right now, just so you know, my allegiance is towards Bethany. So enjoy the latte now while you can enjoy it, I guess. I'm speaking redundantly.
Better latte than ever. Am I right? Am I right, boys? Okay.
Ready? So now we're back to Bethany. Yes, back to Bethany, and here we go.
Then producer, publicist, speaking.
Okay, so Bethany is, I guess we're going to cross back and forth between Bethany rattling on a list of things that Sonia says she is. So we could just move on to Tinsley, right?
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Speaking of babies, you're pregnant. Film producer.
Okay. Okay, we had a development. So first we have Tinsley and Carol talking, and Tinsley's wearing a knit sweater. It's pink, red, and blue.
Yes. Tinsley is wearing, like her second grade sweater. I love that Tinsley is so consistent with her outfits. It's like anything a child would wear, and that's it.
Yeah, it's very much like her sweater is very much like, oh, why can't I remember that famous modern painter who does like three stripes of color, you know?
I don't know, but she looks like she's going to preschool with big hoop earrings.
I've had my signature hair since I was 4 years old. Oh.
And then they're sitting in front of like these leather straps, which is so fitting because Carol's staying consistent too with her like leather daddy thing. There's like leather straps holding cushions on. What are they, on a bus or something? Where are they?
I think they're just at like a diner, but Carol is now in like a cable knit sweater sort of. It's kind of like a tennis sweater, except instead of a V-neck, it's kind of like a mock turtleneck. She's like, aren't I clever? My tennis stripes, blue, white, and red, aren't in a V pattern. They're a turtleneck. I am so subversive.
Yeah, it's almost like a cowl neck. It's weird. Yeah. So then I guess like, they're reading.
It's like they're bonding with stripes, basically.
Yeah, who does that? And I guess they're reading. Are they reading the same thing that Bethany is reading about Sonia's resume?
Ooh, let me see. No, they're talking about babies. Tinsley's talking about her eggs.
Oh, my eggs.
And Carol's like, wait, are you pregnant? And Tinsley's like, they don't really say.
Yeah, she's not pregnant. Spoiler alert.
But then it goes, but then we go back to Bethany finishing off the list of Sonia's resume where she's just like Lego film building. Producer or whatever.
Yeah. Film and producing, Sonia, Lego building, president of the United States, invented subway cars. Jesus God Christ, Taylor, Sonia.
Nigerian football team coach. Pillow holder, ass bearer.
So they start cracking up and Sonia just shows her her ass.
Yeah, she just covers her face in the pillow, rolls over, and just, like, pulls up her dress and
which is
shows
Sonia's
her
real. Yeah, that's her real resume anyway. Let's get I mean, to it. You know that happens in any job interview she'd actually be in anyway, so let's just cut right to it.
Yeah, this hey, there's computer number three. yeah, that's just her default reaction. Oh, and then Bethany then just goes and just slaps it with her phone.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
All right. Yep.
Yep. We're gonna do something amazing tonight. We're gonna speed date. Kind enough to bring me a drink. I thought I'd bring you a drink. Cheers.
You want me a drink?
I do.
Okay. Speed dating with the gang. So
why are you rushing me?
There's a lot to take in here. First, we have the woman standing, watching this speed dating lady. And they're just standing there looking at her like, who is this fucking bitch?
I know. They gave the people at Conbody more respect than they're giving her. They're just looking at her like, oh, Jesus.
Carol is actually grinding her teeth. Like, she's furious. Luann's face is just saying, I don't get it. Does this count as drugs? I see people, places, and things around me.
I'm wearing a black fur. So, can we get through this? Let's speed through this, shall we?
Yeah. And Dorinda just has some crazy ornate pockets going on. That she's just like, I want your famous to notice my pockets yet.
Yeah, she's like, I got glitter pockets. You know, I got like two stockings on my pockets because I love Christmas, okay?
I like it. She has like little pearl caterpillars crawling all over her boobs, basically.
And Ramona's just nodding her head at the lady. He's like, we're going to do speed dating, okay? And Ramona's like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could do okay. Speed. I'm very fast at things. Did you see how quickly I turned over my kitchen? Okay.
I'm just going to need to move some of these tables around, okay? Because I don't go like this.
I'm just going to move these tables around. Do you have any stemmed glassware that I can drink out of? I can only drink out of stemmed glassware. Whoa, that's crazy.
You can tell there's only one hot guy at this whole speed dating event. Because everybody surrounds him. It's Bethany, yes. Sonia, and Ramona all surrounding this one dude on a gigantic chair that makes gigantic. Everybody look like gigantic, like the Incredible Shrinking Woman chair.
It's like a prehistoric tooth from like a whale, you know? It's just like, it's huge. And Bethany has already made her claim because she's given the guy a skinny girl red scarf. But that's not going to stop everyone else from trying.
And Bethany's like a garage sale, just going around and putting her sticker on things. Like an estate like, sale.
Yeah.
So Ramona comes and interrupts, and he looks very fancy. He's like, oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm a leg squashed, talking to a lady with glitter sleeves.
And Ramona does her signature move, which is like, since you bought me a drink, I decided to buy you a drink. Cheers. Look, it's some tequila in a tumbler with two limes. You're basically getting my middle glass. That means a lot. You know what's in the middle of my body? My heart. So I'm giving you my heart in glass form with limes.
Yeah, and Bethany's look is like, whatever. And then it cuts to Ramona doing her shrug thing. She's like, shrug. She tries to be coquettish.
My beverage brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like better than yours, okay?
So then Bethany makes fun of her, and she's like, since you bought me a drink, I'll buy you a drink. And then, like, puts her drink between her boobs and starts, you know, like, sexually licking her straw. Now, Ramona wishes, because Ramona would actually have a chance if she could learn to be like this. It's much more terrifying when Ramona's doing it.
Yeah. If Ramona did that, especially if she was still wearing her Britney Spears costume, they would my TV would actually turn into stone.
God, after watching that, Britney should just rename that song to Oops. The end.
Yeah. It should be like, oops, I'll never do it again.
Yes. Oops, I'm sorry again.
Oops, I apologize, America. I didn't mean to have this be my legacy. Oh.
Okay, let's press play.
Spoken word. Okay. We're starting with Luann and Sonia. They both have their readers on, and they're looking at papers.
Okay.
I do a little bit more cabaret-esque. I don't do cabaret.
Oh, you want me to take off your clothes?
No. I only had 4 weeks to practice.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. So first we have, I guess it's Sonia going over lines, the script of Countess and Friends. So she's doing her whole thing. Like, I only do, I'm more used to cabaret-esque. She's wearing sort of a Madonna outfit, you know, because, you know, I like party with Madonna and John all the time, every single night, you know.
And she's like, I do more cabaret-esque. And he's like, what, you want to take off your clothes? Is that what you want to do?
And the other guy is just sitting there like, I don't know how I got roped into this. I'm a serious Broadway producer.
Yeah, he's like, why do people always assume that gay people want to meet Sonia Morgan? Why?
When are we going to discuss the basket from World Market behind me with cloth on it?
There's a lot going wrong in this apartment.
But he does have a very slim can of Coke. All do.
He has one of those midgies where they're like, oh, Diet Coke, so dangerous. I'm just going to have a little shot of it instead.
Also, there's like a giant, well, not giant, but there's a very large display of like hair products behind Sonia's head.
Yeah, what is that? I was just gonna ask you, are those skinny girl things?
No, they're purple. I don't know what they are. Maybe they are skinny girl.
I can't tell what those are. It's just basically, is this Sonia's, whose house is this? There's a lot of weird stuff. Look, there's another canister next to Sonia too on the table.
It looks like a Jesus candle.
Kind of, but it doesn't have the top of a candle. It looks like I don't know, like a canister or something. But it does have Jesus on it. I'm so confused.
Luann should start making Jesus candles. I think that's her next move.
Then we cut to Luann getting her makeup done, which, Luann, how are you going to make any money on a cabaret show? Look, you don't make a ton of money doing a cabaret show. You can't be hiring a makeup artist, 20 people, directors. Like, how does she make a profit on this? I'm curious.
I don't know. But, you know, it's selling out everywhere because everyone wants to see Lou in action. And as people who have purchased, well, you actually didn't purchase the tickets, but because you went as Annabelle's date, but as someone, for me, I did purchase three tickets. As someone who bought three tickets to the show, I get it, because you know what, it was a great show. It was a great show.
It sure was. She's like, well, I've only had 4 weeks. You only sang four songs. What are you rehearsing over there?
And Jesus, you're still Christ. On book during the show. You're still reading out of a giant bedazzled book.
And she's like, dear Jesus. And up in heaven, Jesus is like, new phone, who dis?
Well, my abuelita gave me lots of inspiration. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Her press play from her in the red dress.
Okay.
Active. Lord Jesus, I'm like getting really nervous.
Take it, everybody!
Okay. So, this is...
This show is too fucking much. Oh my god. So it's first we get a shot of Luann. She's like, well, I'm an actress. And then they cut to her in her show where she looks like, okay, have you ever seen those disaster films? It's like an earthquake and the earth is swallowing up humanity. And she's just got her arms out like, help! Help!
Yeah, well, because the wall looks like it's lava. She's singing in front of a lava wall. She's like, we're descending into the pit of hell. Help! Help! Where's Anne Heche? And then they cut to Sonia's dress falling off, which was documented by everyone on social media.
I know, and everyone's so shocked, which I love. And,
yeah, because their conspiracy that she took it off.
She did take it off. They have a close up of her.
Yeah,
it looks like she's taking it off. Also, I love people acting like they're rapping in Feinstein's. Because there's a guy standing next to them, like yo.
It's like MC, like Jordan Leibovitz. It says Sonia's dress comes off, and Bethany's like, whoa, oh my god, oh my god. Everyone's like, whoa, that's inappropriate. I might have to walk out because I'm uncomfortable around nudity. Do you remember Alex Cord's photographs? I had to walk off the reunion because that's too much. I'm sorry.
prostitution whore. Okay. So then Sonya's showing people something on her phone.
Oh, wait, I'll press play because we haven't seen this part yet. Oh, okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Cartagena, Colombia.
That's the house?
Yes.
Holy sh!
I can't imagine.
Okay. So now, yes, Sonya showing Cartagena, Colombia on her phone.
That's the house? God. And Dorinda, I guess this is the speed dating day because they have that, like, plastic insulation behind them, which looks like they're all going to get murdered on Dexter, by the way. New York restaurants do that because it's so cold outside. But it really does look like they're just all about to get killed. And Dorinda is not in a good mood this day. Look at Dorinda's face again.
Yeah.
She's like,
ugh. Yeah, she's not happy. She doesn't like the little caterpillars on her pockets. I think she like called up her Andy Sandler helper. She's like, "Yeah, I want to be covered in pearls. I want to have pearl caterpillars all over me." And he's like, "Sorry, I can't help you today." She's like, "God damn it!" So she had to like make it herself, and it didn't really work out the way she wanted it. So now she just has like three caterpillars, and she's like,
"She's upset. Just pissed off today. She does not look. She's not enjoying this speed dating thing."
I like that Ramona is so shocked by this house that she actually falls out of her bar stool. She's like, "Holy shit, I'm so surprised I have to stand up on my feet out of this bar stool, okay?"
And look at the incredible shrug that she's paused in. She is like full on shrug. Her face is like halfway down her body. Like her shrug is getting so extreme that her face is like in the middle of her ribcage now.
Yeah, she is actually a mess. This news has destroyed her. The hair is in her face. She is shaking the table of cocktails. Like, I'm surprised Carol didn't start doing the shh, shh, shh thing that she likes to do.
You have to control yourself. We've all been to Columbia before, am I right?
All right, let's press play.
I can't imagine anybody not having the most amazing time in this town.
It's like, that's Tinsley talking about Cartagena. I can imagine people not having a great time in this town. Probably people who are like not doing so well financially, who are like,
yeah. Also, like, she's like, I can't imagine anybody not having an amazing time. She's wearing like a turtleneck dress.
Well, I like it. Her hair is straight. I like it when her hair is straight. That's my favorite look on her. And she's wearing full on like disco ball dress.
And
like a turtleneck and skinny girl nails.
Yep. And then it's like a bunch of ladies shaking their butts with tasseled bathing suits. And now, I guess a trans woman comes. Oh, I did not mean to say that. I just realized what I did. I'm sorry. That wasn't a rude joke. It's Luann in a wig. Sorry.
Here comes Luann in a wig. Is Luann basically in a long, is that, it's not like blonde, it's like orange hair. How do you describe it?
Like long blonde hair.
With bangs. It's disorienting.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
It's hard to deal with. It's really hard to deal with.
I'm doing what you're doing. I'm sure we're doing it the same. We're doing the
I'm
same
going
thing.
Back and
I'm,
forth.
I'm literally
I'm totally
just,
going,
yeah, I am too.
I'm going I'm, back and forth watching her walk in, and I'm just like laughing. I'm just laughing that you had that like that this caused an accidental transphobic joke. Because it disoriented.
I just figured it was like a vacation. So it was like, oh, we've got like drag queens and stuff. Like I thought it was just a fun thing. I really wasn't being a jerk. But
no, I know
like,
you
wow,
weren't. I know you weren't.
Look at Lou. And then I realized, I was like, oh.
Would you believe it, girls? My hair is long. I have extensions.
Awkward.
Your girl named Gigi. Carol, meanwhile, looks like she has slayed a parrot and turned it into an earring. She's got a big green. Actually, she's more like a troll doll. I think she's got a troll.
She's wearing a full troll doll head. It's like, I decapitated a troll doll. And Ramona's wearing a dress with iced tea glasses all over it. What the hell?
They're like, it's like some sort of like iced tea glasses, and some have like a strawberry and kiwi spear, and some have lemon wedges in them. I think this is like her attempt to go for like a caftan look.
But this is hilarious. I've never ever seen Ramona in anything like this.
Dorinda's basically wearing Talavera pottery. That's her dress, is the Talavera thing. Tinsley too a little bit, and Bethany's just at white. She's just doing white.
Yeah, Bethany's just wearing like a white tennis dress. As Sonya's cracking up, so then they dance with. Oh wait, did we get to the dance?
Yeah, I'll press play.
Okay,
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Dancing.
Take the elevator.
Lots of different styles of dancing. You have Ramona's being spast. Ramona's like basically headbanging, and Luann is going. Luann is out of control. She's going real fast. She's wound up.
People, places, and things. Does it count out of town?
Technically, this is not a people, place, or thing. It's how do they say it in Spanish? People, o placeo, thingio.
And then, of course, I guess Ramona gets locked out or something. Because it's just Ramona banging on the door next. Like, hello?
Take the elevator. I hope you get stuck in it. Hello?
Oh, she gets stuck in the elevator.
Whoa. I put on my brand new cocktail dress. It's literally a dress with cocktails on it. And now I'm stuck in the elevator. What sort of country is this?
Don't throw rocks if you live in a glass elevator. Hello?
I'm not even wearing my shoes. I'm wearing a sock, one sock, and one non-sock.
Okay, let's press play.
Okay, hold on. I've got to catch up. Okay, now they're all walking down the street, and here we go.
It's just Ramona!
Okay, so Ramona did something to her foot, which is exciting. I don't know if it's going to happen on the crazy boat ride or not, but basically they're walking. Okay, they're walking down the streets of Colombia. And Ramona's in a wheelchair with some sort of bandage around her foot. And Luann, by the way, her outfit, she's wearing full on like hooker heels.
I love that Ramona is still wearing both of her heels. She's wearing like two pointy heels. And they're like just jankily taking her all over the sidewalk on this.
Yeah, they don't even know how to use a wheelchair, like how to roll one. They're just like knocking her over, pulling her. She's probably fallen out of that wheelchair about five times.
Oh my god, I cannot wait for this.
Oh my goodness. All right, so now press play on the hammock.
There. What?
It was just painful. You just...
Okay, so we had like a little montage of screaming and squealing. In a hammock.
And they think that there's a bug in there. And Sonny goes, don't worry, it's just Ramona.
It's a Ramona bug.
And then Bethany's doubled over in pain in the street going, oh my god, this hurts. Which I'm glad they found like a new location for Bethany to bleed all over wherever they are.
Oh my goodness. All right, so now it's about to, that's like the fun and games part. And now we're about to have a tonal shift to the fighting. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
You just have a sort of smugness of like you won some prize.
Excuse me, Bethany.
I don't want to talk.
Okay, so first fight.
You have some smugness like you won some kind of prize. She did, and she's like wearing it on her ear.
Okay? It's a troll doll. Okay, I'm sorry you did not win a troll at the Cartagena Carnival, okay? You just sort of have like a smugness. It's like you got a big giant inflatable teddy bear and you're just like hanging it from your ear. It's like, I did. I want it. I got a cap on the bottle.
Acting like you want something. God. You want some kind of prize. So smug. Like if Bethany's that kind of girl that you go to the county fair with and she's mad at you for like winning skee ball.
Exactly. And by the way, she's right, because is there anything more smug than wearing a giant green troll head off of one ear? Like, look at my giant green troll head. I'm wearing it on my earring. Like,
or
that's
going
smug.
To like a tropical paradise wearing a lace like widow turtleneck dress. What is she doing? Carol's I'm not sure what Carol's doing in this scene.
But it's smug. It's smug.
Yes, it's smug. And then just to prove the point, someone's holding a mug right next to her head.
Like rhymes with smug. See,
there's even part of that word in this shot.
We are very literal here on Real Housewives of New York City. We like to spell out our emotions with props.
I'm literary. Go again. Smug.
All right, I'm pressing play.
I don't want to talk to her. She won't look at me.
I don't think you really like me.
Okay. So.
I don't want to talk to her. She's not even talking to me. La, 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 la. And Bethany's like, I don't even think you like me. Which is, you know, good. I mean, they wouldn't have had to put that necklace on you to restrain you. That looks like a restraint necklace from Game of Thrones that Bethany's wearing.
And meanwhile, Carol has now, she's now won two more troll dolls. But now they're white troll dolls. And so she's got one from each year this time around at this meal where Bethany and Carol are fighting.
Yeah, those are weird things to wear on your head, especially when you live in an apartment with so much dust. I would just imagine you're getting stuff all over that.
I like Bethany's necklace. It's just like a big, chunky, gold snake.
That's her metal collar.
Yeah, it's literally like a door knocker on a mansion. She's like, look, it fits around my head. It's right there now.
She goes, I don't even think you like me, Carol. And Carol goes, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll play the whole.
Okay, well, maybe that's it. Don't you?
Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't like you. Maybe I'm jealous of your giant door knocker necklace.
I like that she just arrived at that. She doesn't even try and argue with her. She's like, okay, well, maybe that's true. Maybe I just don't like you. And then like Bethany looks at Bethany. Look how Bethany just looks down on those earrings. She's like, ugh. I mean, she's like, what am I fighting for?
Yeah, I was friends with this. I thought it was bad enough when she had one green one last night. Now she got two white ones. It's terrible.
I'm dressed like Elsa.
Okay, ready?
All right, now we're going to shift to Dorinda. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you dare talk to her like that.
An ex-countess?
If you drink some wine,
get arrested, honey. Get married again. You're awful.
God.
Dorinda.
Jeez, Dorinda.
Dorinda just going in on Luann. I don't even know how do you think they got to this place? Because it seems like they have been in a really great place lately. They never even had issues before.
I know, and that's so fucking Dorinda. Like, I'm going to support you through this, and I was really glad for you, and you're dealing with town. And it's like the second she's drunk and mad, she's like, why don't you get arrested again, honey? You know, have a drink. Get married again. Go ahead. You're awful.
I like how in the middle of this, is it Ramona? I think it is Ramona. She's like holding up like a lunchbox compact. And she's just like, I think she's maybe checking her makeup in this giant box with a mirror inside of it. She's like, whoa, they're fighting. Gotta make sure.
Oh my
sure
God,
I look good
you're
this.
Right. That is huge. That's like a gift box. What is that?
It's huge. I don't know. I have to make sure I look good for this moment. Okay.
It is like a little tiny lunchbox. And he's cracking up. What blonde lady is back there cracking up?
Tinsley.
That's Tinsley?
Tinsley.
So I guess Luann makes a joke and Dorinda doesn't like it.
Yeah.
You go to jail again, right?
Yeah, ex-countess. Everyone's like, whoa. And then Dorinda's pointing. The little girl at the next table is looking like, who are these crazy Americans in our city? All right, ready?
Yeah.
On Luann?
Yeah.
You're the one with the mugshot. That's what she said to me. My friend. I stood for...
Would you believe it, girls? My friend said I had a mugshot. Which I do, but she said it. She said it.
I cannot wait to see what she said to her to deserve this.
I know. And how many bottles of water does Luann need, by the way? She's got about 12 right there on her bedside table.
Well, she's got to keep up. These ladies are drinking out of fish bowls. These are the biggest wine glasses I've ever seen. And I've watched a lot of Housewives.
And Bethany's like, you know what? I'm nice and I'm approachable. I'm wearing twigs in my dress. Okay? Look at me. Like how nice I am. Does she still have the tag on her dress or is that from her microphone? It's probably her microphone. It's probably a clip from her microphone.
I don't know. At one point, it looks like she was impaled by a twig. It looks like a twig is just coming out of her breast. So I'm not really sure what's happening here.
Literally, I saw leaves. I saw leaves in Colombia and I was like, I'm making a dress. Skinny girl dress. Skinny girl leaves. Okay?
Can you believe that? My friend said I have a mugshot. Okay, let's press play.
Okay.
Stood for you for everything. I just got arrested for you.
This is not what you want to do right now. Stay out of it. You got no skin in this game.
What is Dorinda saying that she almost got arrested for Luann?
What is she talking about? I want to hear it again.
Okay, I'm going back. She is like, they're at breakfast, like, and the staff is just staring at them, like, what the fuck? Sorry, I'm rewinding. I'm pressing my arrow button. Okay.
I stood for you for everything. I just got arrested for you.
This is not what you want to do right now. Stay out of it. You got no skin in this game.
The worst freaking.
Did she say, I just got arrested for you?
Like, I almost got arrested for you.
Oh, what are they talking about? Why haven't we seen this? And why is Dorinda still drunk the next day? Bethany's still wearing
now.
The same dress.
No, Bethany's in like a... She's in like
dress.
A bathing suit. She's in like a white lacy thing now.
Oh, you're right.
You can see there's like eggs.
Scene. Yeah.
There's like eggs. There's locks. What is it? I think there's locks.
Because they cut back to Bethany crying from dinner last night, I guess.
Yeah.
So I love all the employees at this. They keep cutting to all the employees, and they're all just standing around watching them every time they fight, which is hilarious. It's like these three ladies like, oh, it's good. Let's watch.
Dorinda, you got no skin in this game. You got no skin.
Shut up, Bethany. You don't got no skin in this game.
You know what skin you don't have in this game, Dorinda? Sonia's family crest. How about that? How about that?
Oh my God, what did Luann say?
I don't know.
It doesn't count when you're there for people and then you say shit like this to them. Okay? I just have to say. And I like Dorinda, but she's terrible. And her hair even looks like she's got cop's hair. You know? It's like that kind of bleach, like I did it in my sink. Like Dorinda's not looking good right now.
I think Dorinda looks wonderful. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's the worst vacation ever.
Now Bethany's crying. This is the worst vacation ever. So now what's Bethany crying about? Probably Carol.
Yeah.
Don't like me.
It's the worst vacation ever.
So now the screen goes black. And then we see a boat on the high seas. And anyone who's been following New York knows what this means. It's the famous boat ride.
I have been picturing like the Staten Island Fair, like some junky ass boat. This actually looks like a nice little boat. What the hell happened? Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like a tugboat, like some like thing with like a little smokestack in the middle or something, like something you'd see on like Vanderpump Rules where they like charter it from like Acapulco. And you're like, oh, of course these guys like charter this shitty ass boat.
Yeah.
But it's like a nice little yacht. It's like a little, I don't know if it's a yacht, you know, but it's a nice little boat. Like little it's nice. Boat.
Yes, I was there for you, little boat. Okay, let's see. Let's press play.
Oh my God.
Just that scream. That scream. Like, who do you think, whose scream was that? Tinsley? Do we think it's Tinsley? Do we think it might have been Carol?
I think
like,
it's you Bethany.
You know when bunnies are like attacked or threatened, they make a really weird noise. Like, I would never expect a bunny to make that noise. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that noise was like Luann, you know.
I'm predicting Bethany. Luann. Like, suddenly to the Luann has a third octave.
Let's listen to the noise again.
Oh my God.
It could be Sonia. That has like a Sonia sound. But we see in this first part, we see it's Carol and Bethany are sitting next to each other, and Bethany's crotch is just out. Carol's like holding on. Carol's dressed like a pirate, and Bethany is so scared. We are seeing full upskirt. Like, she's wearing underwear, so obviously it's okay. But like,
I would like to congratulate David Almazan, the production assistant, whose name is right over her crotch.
The funny part is that Carol looks like she's having a great time. She's smiling, and Bethany is like holding on to this table for dear life. Like her crotch is out. She's holding on to this table. She's so scared. She now has a perm.
What is that on Carol's lap? That's not her bush. She wouldn't be naked, right? What is that?
I don't think anything's on her lap.
It looks like bush.
I think it's just shadow.
So then we see this wave, and it looks like Orca is coming through the water at them. I'm not sure what they're dragging in the water or what that wave would be, but it's far away from their boat. It looks like they're dragging something.
I'm looking at it in slow motion. It is. There's the wave you're talking about. Yeah, they probably have like their anchor down. Okay, I'm gonna press play again.
Whoa! Why is there a siren?
Okay, I'm doing these very quick because a lot of stuff is happening. It's quick cuts, okay? Why is that siren? So the siren's going off. Bethany, her hair is like fully frizzed. It's amazing. Is Dorinda crying? I can't tell if Dorinda's crying or not. She's doing something with her eyes. Do you see that?
Let me see.
Scraping at her eyebrows.
Dorinda's probably just still like, I will live for you.
But Sonia and Ramona.
It looks like Dorinda's like straightening her eyebrows or something. She's like, hey, you gotta make sure my eyebrows look good.
Hey, Wave, you got no skin in this game, Wave. You got no skin.
Who was that Wave to tell me what to do? I was there for you, Wave.
But then Ramona and Sonia are clutching themselves and just crying.
Sonia sobbing is hilarious.
She's sobbing, and Ramona looks like she is staring down a demon. Like, no, you shall not pass. The power of Christ compels you.
And then someone's like, oh my God, it smells like smoke. It smells like smoke. Oh my God, it smells like smoke. It smells like smoke. Oh my God, it smells like smoke.
It smells like smoke. And we see like we see like drops on the window, and yeah, smells like smoke. Smells like smoke. We see like the deck. I hope that they are able to get some good footage because it looks very shaky and all over the place. And obviously they're on a boat that's being thrashed around. But here, I'll press play.
Where the f*** are the life jackets?
Get on the floor! Ah! Oh my god!
We're morons.
Okay. I think we have to
Bethany's
sort of like...
Bethany's even bossy when you're all about to die. You know? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Put on the life jackets, huh? Put them on.
Really, I love the life jackets. And Bethany's like, get on the floor. Okay. What does that do? There's nothing to fly around on the boat. That's how they're designed. Get on the floor.
Bethany is still fully spread eagle. She's like, this is my emergency pose. Spread eagle. Yeah.
She's like, stop, drop, and roll, okay?
And Sonia and Ramona still clutching for life. They're about to go to like another dimension right now. They're like, no, stop it. Don't let him take us into the closet. Poltergeist style, okay?
I cannot wait for this. This is going to be so good. Okay, so that's the end of that. It's just everybody screaming and about to die.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's weird that we only saw clips from Columbia. We saw from two other scenes, but we didn't see anything else from the season.
Yeah, well, they say mid-season, but I think there's only like 6 episodes left.
Yeah, they'll probably do 3 in Columbia. They'll probably do an episode after, which will be probably the season finale, which is Luann's like show. So that's 4 episodes right there. And they'll probably have like an episode before Columbia where it's like, oh, I had a great idea. Let's go to Columbia. And then, you know,
hey,
probably
girls,
one
anybody
episode.
Anybody feeling Columbia? Well, that brings us to the end of this preview. We are off tomorrow, but we'll be back Thursday with Real Housewives of Dallas trailer and Friday with the Shaws of Sunset trailer. It's a Persian.
It's so Persian.
Everybody, happy 4th. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.